better.
A great week. Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I don't care where you hail from or what your stripes are. In other words, what kind of label you give yourself. Maybe no label. That's all good. If you have an opinion and you want to throw in your two cents at any time along the way, please share with us here on these airwaves. Everybody's invited to the party. Speaking of party, the party next week, at least for some, will be in Tampa, Florida. That's the site of the Republican convention by now. Certainly all of you know that. The Democrats go to Charlotte. And there's warnings of anarchists who want to block bridges and do whatever they can to disrupt the convention. The FBI is a little concerned, so they've alerted the local police, which means they're doing a little CYA. Hey, we've got some threats. Here they are. Good luck. Godspeed. We'll help you however we can, but it is your territory. And when you have an event, especially these days, you have to plan for the kooks because you just don't know. How many times have we heard, oh, the Super Bowl, that's where somebody could do some damage. There might be backpacks left, or somebody might make a move, Al-Qaeda, or some of the sleeper cells, or whatever. We can't live in constant fear of the what-ifs. But conventions, big sporting events, are always a giant bullseye. So there is that threat. It's not the only threat, however. There are hurricane fears. The Tampa mayor, who is just being battered around by lots of reporters, not just in his own neck of the woods, but all over the country, who are asking him repeatedly, what are you going to do if the hurricane comes? Are you prepared? Is there evacuations and drills that are ready to roll out? Because everybody looks back to what happened with Katrina, or really they should look at Mississippi or other areas that have been damaged by hurricanes, like Andrew in Florida, in Miami, how awful that was back in the early 90s. So the Tampa mayor, when he's, you know, backed against the wall, says, yeah, we're absolutely prepared to call off the convention if we have to call off the convention. But I say it's highly unlikely that that would happen, because you think about the 70,000 people that are making their way to Tampa, St. Pete, the money that's been spent getting ready for people to come, but more than that, the money to be made for that area by having the convention. And you've got a Democratic mayor who'd be hard-pressed to pull the trigger on, oh, we're done. So Mayor Bob Buckhorn may be the guy who has the most night sweats in the country, because he's got to be concerned more than anyone else about the possibility of Isaac becoming the tropical storm, becoming a hurricane and smashing right into Tampa. If he makes a preliminary call and decides, in looking at all the storms and the maps, that, geez, it's too risky, this is what I got to do, and then it dissipates and becomes more of a horrible rainstorm and high winds, but spins away and doesn't turn into a Cat 3 or a Cat 4 hurricane, everybody rips him to shreds. If people come to the city, and God forbid it is a full-blown hurricane of massive magnitude, and you got to clear people out of Tampa and St. Petersburg, too, and try to get them to safety, oh, man, then people will be down his throat as to why didn't he call it off. They have plans, not surprisingly, that they're ready to roll out if there were to be some kind of an evacuation that was necessary in case of an emergency. But he says he doesn't think that it's going to be a factor in the convention. I'd be saying the same thing, too. He's having night sweats and night tremors. Ooh, Isaac, go away. So come back and threaten some other day. Isaac could threaten Florida. So the weather maps, the weather men are the people are paying attention to right now. Here's one that you might see on ABC. I see him all the time on the weekend. His name's Sam Champion. And here's his little report on what to look for with Isaac.
By the time it moves over Guadalupe, Dominica, it's probably a very powerful tropical storm. Gets to Puerto Rico, and it's a Category 1 hurricane just south of the island there. Then continues in Category 1 strength for Dominican Republic, Haiti, also through Cuba, and then focuses Monday off the coast of South Florida.
Yeah, see, in Puerto Rico, the governor there, Luis Fortuno, declares a state of emergency. That's a layup for him. He pushes out the National Guard. He cancels classes, closes the government offices on Wednesday. The Coast Guard ordered all commercial boats bigger than 200 tons to leave the port in Puerto Rico or get permission to stay there. The airlines canceled flights to and from the Dominican Republic. This was easy. This was an easy call. It was bearing down on them. So they knew. The swath of islands, they're used to this. Martinique and St. Martin and St. Kitts and Nevis and Antigua and all those places where you see the sexy people and you say, if I win the lottery, that's where I want to go. Well, all those places will get slammed by terrible rain and this tropical storm and winds of at least 50 miles an hour. But that's not Tampa. That's not where the convention is, but it is in the line, the path. I looked, and I keep checking. I don't have night sweats over this, but I keep checking since I'm headed to Tampa. I keep checking the maps, and if it stays on the course that it's on, it will definitely, definitely slam into Tampa. But I've been through these tropical storms before, and I've seen them veer off or dissipate somewhat, or just say a tropical storm. You know, they don't get the high winds. It's not a Cat 3 or a Cat 4. But when you're in an area like the Gulf Coast, Tampa, Florida, all those places, they know, I mean, you know, just how deadly it can be should that become a full-fledged hurricane versus a tropical storm. So the storm that the Republicans hope is brewing is that of a lot of excitement, a bounce in the polls when the convention is over, and then just waiting for the Democrats to go through their convention and hoping that there's enough momentum, enough money pumped into ads, enough of the Ryan possible bounce down the line, because they didn't get much of a bounce yet, that will propel them into a victory, and the Republicans want 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, of course, but will they get it? 1100 cases are in the U.S. right now of West Nile. 26 people are dead in Texas. Coming up next, you don't want to miss this, a conversation with a woman who lives right there, ground zero. One of her neighbors died. Several of her neighbors have West Nile, and she talks about what it's like to live with that threat and some of the exaggerated things that people have talked about with West Nile. Stay with us.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1640.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1681.67, 840.84 for a half ounce, or 420.42 for a quarter ounce. That's 1681.67, 840.84, and 420.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hey, Kate.
Oh, you're there.
It's funny, my man only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no...
I've been talking a lot about West Nile and what's happening at what I call Ground Zero, which is Dallas, Texas. And Texas is terrible. 18 people have died. 26 people statewide in Texas. And 260 infected with West Nile. Amar Durham joins us now. She's one of our pals, of course, and she has been on with us to talk about other things, but she happens to live in Texas in the zip code where a lot of these problems are happening with West Nile. Amar, thanks so much for coming on ATN with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me and for getting the good word out so we don't have mass hysteria. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, you hear about West Nile, and you look at the statistics, and, you know, anybody dying from it is terrible. Absolutely no doubt about it. But what we're hearing is, oh, you can't leave your house without long sleeves and just being totally doused and DEET and all that kind of stuff. But when we say that some of it's been exaggerated, have you've heard the same kind of things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, they make Texas sound a little bit like Armageddon. You know, we're not walking around in cowboy boots with mosquito netting all over us. We're walking out, and we're being careful. I mean, there is a problem here, for sure. We are disproportionately impacted. But I think that anyone who steps out that door is playing mushroom roulette, whether it's diabetes or cancer or getting hit by a car. We're all going to run a risk. So we want to be proactive. So if it's long sleeves or a big fat bath and deep, then that's what we're going to do. It used to seem so surreal to me, and it felt so distant, until one of my close friends was diagnosed with this West Nile, and it has a devastating impact. But what we all want to remember is that we can be proactive. You know, I don't want businesses negatively affected. A lot of people who don't want to come to the state or go outside and enjoy a meal. If we're smart and we're careful and we follow CDC guidelines with the sprays, the long sleeves, avoiding dawn and dusk, it's all right, and then we don't have to walk around in cowboy boots with... West Nile, and it has a devastating impact. But what we all want to remember is that we can... West Nile, and it has a devastating impact. But what we all want to remember is that we can be proactive. And I don't want businesses negatively affected by people who don't want to come to the state or go outside and enjoy a meal. If we're smart and we're careful and we follow CDC guidelines with the sprays, the long sleeves, avoiding dawn and dusk, it's all right. And then we don't have to walk around in cowboy boots with mosquito netting.
There you go. There you go. Your friend who was diagnosed with West Nile, how's your friend doing?
Well, you know, it's been very, very difficult. He's been in the hospital 8 days. It's been 18 days since he first became ill. And as I'm sure you shared with your audience, it takes a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 14 days for West Nile to even show itself. That's the incubation period. And it's difficult. You know, we had a death yesterday in this zip code, and I immediately have to email all of our friends to assure them that it was not our individual, but we still have prayers going out to this woman and her family. It certainly seems to be disproportionately impacting those who are older. It is incredibly painful. My friend is in pain, light sensitive, touch sensitive, noise, taste. There's massive neurological impact. There's a long road for rehabilitation. And that's why I think it's really important for us all to know that there are precautionary measures we can take. This is real. I was very cavalier about it. And now knowing that 4 streets over that mosquito resides, or perhaps even in my own backyard, it could reside. It's kind of a sobering thought. The big state, it's a big football fan state. The kids are out. They're practicing at dusk. I went shopping and bought a massive can of deep spray. It's in my son's bag. I make sure that we are smart as we can be. And just like a diabetic taking insulin, we're taking our regular measures and we're going about our daily lives. That's important.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Your friend, so your friend was in a yard, or they don't know that she just came down with the symptoms, and that's what they think?
We don't know. You know, it's interesting. We were all in Maryland for a lacrosse tournament and then came back to Texas. And because of the gestation period, one doesn't really know where they contracted. So at this point, then they didn't know if it was Maryland or Texas and if indeed it even was West Nile. So there was a cocktail of myriad of antibiotics for different kinds and then started peeling back as it became more obvious that it was viral. So they don't know where that one particular bite had to have occurred to make this happen. But it's certainly happening, and it's certainly happening in our neighborhood. Again, we're beating all odds. Now, mind you, all of these cities are being very proactive in spraying. So Collin County, which has no death counts and only a handful of incidences, Dallas County, they're all spraying aerial spray in addition to ground measures.
And how do you feel about, as a mom, how do you feel about the aerial spray?
You know, it's interesting. They had a time. They let all of us know the time, which was 8:30 on that particular day. And they told us everything about this chemical and what it would be and how it would be applied and how long it would last. And, again, I'm okay with that. I think that there are people who know the scientific, the economic, and the impact on the environment, the environmental impact on spraying. And so I have to trust them to do their jobs and then, of course, trust myself to act proactively. So, yes, I had everybody indoors, wherever they might have been, and we did stay indoors until the spraying was over, and then the next day it was fine. You couldn't smell it. There wasn't anything I saw on the ground. You know, I walked out. We'd had some rain. There was nothing you could smell, nothing, no dust or anything like that. Interestingly enough, though, the mosquitoes were still around because of the rain, and they went and redid the application. So they really tried very hard to be proactive, but gotten the community's involvement. There were hearings and there were forums so that people could come and ask questions. And the first day that they sprayed, the CDC received hundreds of calls, local organizations received hundreds of calls, and there was only one call regarding an animal that they thought had been impacted. It turned out the animal was not impacted. It was an unrelated issue. And the next day that they sprayed, they had effectively zero calls. And so, again, more knowledge, more sense of security in what we are being told. And that's important because we want to do everything that is in our control because so much is not.
Yeah, absolutely. Amara, be well, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us on the air. So West Nile, not just in Dallas, although that's where the most cases are. I mentioned the statistics, the deaths, 18, the most in one region of the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they confirm 1,100 cases of it throughout the U.S., and this is through mid-August, so it's the largest ever outbreak of West Nile in our nation. Last week, because of what happened in Dallas, and we were talking about it there, the first aerial spraying happened for the first time in 40 years. That's how long it had been since they had ever sprayed. And Houston is aerial spraying as well, because they're reporting that they've got their second and third West Nile deaths this year so far. And, you know, how do you avoid West Nile? You heard our conversation there talking about the dusk and the dawn and to not go out then, the standing water. A lot of people, they don't realize that whatever they have collecting water, but there are things that will have stagnant water in it, not just the obvious ponds and bird baths or some other thing that's collected some water. And you have to definitely dump that out, because that would attract the mosquitoes and could end up in disaster. That's a no-brainer. You have to do that. And I think people forget about that probably. I mean, so this outbreak, it's definitely the biggest since 2004 anyway. And it's, you know, it's not usually, it isn't severe, but it certainly could be. And you wouldn't want to take that risk with the incubation period and trying to figure it out and neurologically, rather, what it can do for you. You know, in mosquito-heavy areas, you just got to cover up. You got to use that bug spray. You can't go out when I mentioned you have to double-check the screens in your doors, make sure there's not cracks, because that's the other thing. A lot of times you get cracks in the screens, and then, of course, a mosquito can slip through that. You know, you get them in the house, and I was talking about that the other day, how our door was open, and then you have some mosquitoes in there. But, you know, what are the chances of getting it? What are the chances of getting West Nile? I was looking into this, too, and the chances are, it's hard to say, but only 20% of the people infected actually show symptoms. So that's 80% of the infected who don't even know they have the virus. Of those people, only 1% results in a severe infection. And that's, of course, what everybody's afraid of, the severe infection. So 80% don't even know they have West Nile. They have no idea. And the most common way is from mosquitoes to humans or animals that they bite too. And even in rarer cases, it's spread through blood transfusions and organ transplants and that kind of stuff. Just awful stuff. If that happens, of course, donated blood is tested before it's used. That doesn't usually happen, though. And let's hope that this clears up. Ooh, it's rough stuff worrying about that. Stay with us.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
By a weird twist of fate, we're going to end up doing our show in Tampa, Florida next week from the Republican convention. How about that? 70,000 people are going to be there, and there still is this chance of Hurricane Isaac. It's not a hurricane yet. It's a tropical storm. But if you look at the system, it looks like it's developing into that. So besides the big storm, there's also a storm brewing with anarchists. What are anarchists? Thugs who wear masks and throw Molotov cocktails? Kids who don't have jobs? I don't know. Well, how do you describe an anarchist these days? You know, you see the anarchists in England. You saw certainly the protests in Egypt, and they were people who were Egyptian who weren't happy with what was going on with the government. But then you would also see, and I would read, oh, well, there's some anarchists that showed up to events in Egypt. What? Anarchists? Are you kidding? I have to say, I like some of the comments that I've gotten over the mosquito stuff, West Nile, and also the fact that I'm going to be in Tampa. Jack, Mr. Down Under, says, on all the insect screens at my home, I sprayed them with insect surface spray and repeat it every month in the summer. That's actually a really good tip, because probably most people don't think about it. How easy would it be to just soak the screen? Then you don't have to worry about it. I actually was out watering, and I had a douse myself in mosquito repellent. I did it because there are plenty of bushes, and I thought, wow, West Nile, a mosquito, I'm not paranoid, but I'm not taking a chance. So I did the mosquito repellent thing, and I watched the dog, too, as well, because our intern, as you know, is Mahalo, the wonder golden retriever. As needy can be, he's like a mosquito hound. They love him, so they just sit and ride on his back. All right, the other thing that I thought was interesting is Harmony writes, Kate, take wax with you now for your trip so you don't get bit by a bug. I was thinking when Harmony said wax my surfboard because of what could be coming with the hurricane. Oh, my, oh, my. Time to light those candles to get those prayer beads out. I bet that's what the mayor of Tampa's doing. Because he, no matter what he says, he can be cool about it, but he does not want anything to happen weather-wise or otherwise while everybody's in town for the convention. The weather is wicked over Penn State, and it should be, and we don't want to relive the whole Sandusky thing. Sandusky's going to be in a hole for a very long time. But the thing that infuriated so many people and the people of Pennsylvania, I think, more than anything, because they have big pride in Penn State, even if they didn't go there, people have a thing about Penn State, and they used to, about Joe Pa until the big scandal happened. Well, Graham Spanier just couldn't help himself. He had to crawl out of his own space to defend himself. I mean, he was booted. He's out of the game. So Graham Spanier and his lawyers attacked the university-backed report on the Sandusky sex abuse scandal, saying, among other things, it was a blundering and indefensible indictment, and that the free report is from a guy who's a former FBI director and a federal judge and a biased investigator who piled speculation on top of innuendo to reach his preformed conclusions. And this is what he said through a lawyer, that this report was nonsense, and that's innuendo and everything else that was thrown into it. So Graham Spanier spoke. Here's a little bit of what he had to say to the media about not knowing about the Sandusky stuff, not having any of that, any of the report, that, of course, it wouldn't have even gone through him.
It is unthinkable. It should be unthinkable for people who know me and how I operate that I would never turn my back on the welfare of a child. Never in my time as president of Penn State did I ever once receive a report from anyone that suggested that Jerry Sandusky was involved in any child abuse, in any sexual abuse, in any criminal act. I do not get involved in police matters. I always had a very hands-off attitude, and issues pertaining to people were dealt with by the police, by human resources, or by supervisors in various areas of the university.
All right, so he said he doesn't get involved. He delegates. He lets the cops and everybody else handle it at the university level, and he said he was stunned by the conclusion. And his lawyers were saying the same thing. Sandusky, you know, was convicted this year of molesting 10 boys, and he is waiting for what the sentence is going to be. We know it's like I said, he's going to be gone for forever. Free says that, in response to this, that he was not a biased investigator. But at the news conference that Spanier held with his attorney, they pointed out that they never interviewed key witnesses, that they ignored facts that just weren't convenient, and they manipulated the truth. They gave examples. The report, they say, assumes that the former graduate assistant, Mike McQueary, told Paterno in 2001 that he saw something sexual in the locker room, and that Paterno told Tim Curley and VP Gary Schultz, and also that Free assumes that they had in turn told Spanier the same thing, and Curley and Schultz have denied that they ever told Spanier anything of it, that the horseplay was referred to over and over again, but never with any kind of sexual connotation or abuse and whatnot. So to me, he's trying to cover up, well, he's trying to cover his rear end is what he's trying to do. The idea that he didn't know this or didn't know that, or, you know, give me a break here. The emails show a different story. And there was that 98 report that Sandusky had showered with a boy, and that led the campus police to investigate, and it was referred to county prosecutors. So the prosecutors declined to charge him. How do you not, how in 1998, where now we know some other people were molested, how do you not charge a guy who's an assistant coach for having a shower with a boy? That's a normal thing on a college campus? I mean, give me a break. There is absolutely no way that that would be, that that can be considered normal. You know, what's wrong with these people in Happy Valley? They don't get it. So Penn State is just looking for cover. They agreed to pay $60 million in fines over the scandal, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. He was a guy, Spanier was a guy who was physically abused as a kid by his father as a disciplinary, you know, in the name of discipline. So he kept saying, I hope to have my name completely cleared when it becomes very obvious to people that it was unfair and untrue. I think it was unfair and untrue. I think, honestly, I think he's playing fast and loose with the truth. Because especially the 98 thing, how can that not be, how does that get dismissed? How can that not be considered to be huge? Of course it's huge. If, I mean, if it wasn't, then any time that you had kids that were visiting, they would take showers with the coaches. I mean, really. There's not much, I think there's not much for them to stand on there, and that certainly doesn't help them. I can't imagine that they're going to do anything to roll back any of what we've heard about or seen, and because of, they're in the sentencing phase, he's going down. You know, he's, whatever the max is, the max that you can never see the light of day, I think he should get, I hope he does get, that's what's going to happen. But it could have been stopped, and that's why nobody wants to admit that. It could have been stopped way before it got to this, this many years later. Some of the victims wouldn't have been victims of Sandusky anyway if somebody with an who's a so-called adult reacted. You know, that's the thing. You can't assume. When you're in that position, you got to take the mantle, baby, and you got to run with it. When you drop your kid off at college, you want them as safe can be. Certainly not with the scenarios that we're painting here. Definitely not. Ridiculous. All right, coming up on America Tonight, as you always do, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Many of you, when I call for, hey, shoot me your emails, americatonight.net, that's exactly what you do. You vent about something during your day or talk about some of the big key issues on the campaign trail, some of the things that we face crisis-wise in this country. And I'll tell you what, it is so reflected in this demographic of people across the board, whether you're Josh, who's 28, or whether you're on the other end of the scale and you're Harry, who's 64, it's amazing the common denominators we all have if we just open our eyes and see them and realize. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Just minutes away from checking the snail mail. I bet you can hardly wait. Actually, this is such a good crew with mail, it's unbelievable. Of all the places I've worked and all the different kinds of shows that I've done, I've never seen anything like it. I think you chew on some of what we talk about or what I say or some of the guests we have and then you react to it, which I think is terrific. Remember, you can certainly hit us that way, but you can ring us up and throw out your opinions as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But before we go there, what is it with some of the Democrats and spelling? You know, I'm an okay speller. In fact, I used to be a really good speller. I'm terrible in trying to multitask and I am, just ask Donovan or ask anyone else who's had to IM me. I hate that. I'm not a great texter. I can text, but I have people that send me volumes of stuff, and I'm like, wow, could we just have a phone conversation? It'd probably be easier than me finding the letters on this tiny phone, basically, on the keyboard. But I get it, and it's convenient. But I'm not, you know, so if people get misspellings for me, usually it's because of that. However, some of the Democrats need to work on their spelling. We know that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, it's a layup to beat on the two of them. And this is kind of old news now, but when they were talking about jobs, they were talking about jobs being a three-letter word. That would be job. And maybe that's a singular versus plural thing. I don't know. Then you have Obama at a campaign stop in Ohio. And they spelled Ohio. They spelled Ohio wrong. How do you spell? I don't know. How do you spell Ohio wrong? I'm just saying. I know. I don't know how you do it. How do you miss the I? How does that? How do you miss that? That in Ohio, I'm not sure. It's Ohio. O-H-I-O. With 18 electoral votes that are so key for both of the people who want to represent us as the leader of the free world. The current guy who wants four more years and the other guy who's been knocking at the door for over eight. He's wanted to be president. So there's confusion on how to spell the state's name, and I think we cleared that up. H, you know, where H goes, it's not the third letter. It's the second letter. You know, I kind of get it when Mississippi, you know, the whole thing about M-I-S-S. When you're a kid, you learn that little sing-songy thing when you're learning. I think, like, one of the coolest things is when you learn the states and the capitals. Because it's great if you learn to spell and you learn where things are located and you get those capitals down. I wonder if they even do that in school anymore. All right, we have bigger fish to fry, so we're going to head to the mailbag. Where's Homer?
The mail is here!
Woo!
Homer can't spell either. But he is always there in the background, lurking. I never get tired of Homer Simpson. Okay, so Sam in Atlanta says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney, America Tonight. You go, girl. I've been downloading your show. Do people realize you have an app for America Tonight? You do. Go to GCNLive.com. That's where I found you. I tripped on America Tonight. And I gotta say, I love it. I love it because you talk about a lot of different things. You swing from one area to the next. Sometimes you'll stay and linger for a while. I get tired of talk radio just bantering about the same thing hour after hour. Droning. Well, Sam, thank you very much. Welcome to the listenership of this show. It's interesting because sometimes I get criticized for that. I had a consultant one time who told me, that, hey, you got a great voice. I like your voice. You know, it's all subjective when you do this job, let's face it. You got a great voice, but boy, if you would just hammer the one thing, just take one point, just hammer it into the ground, just slam it into the ground. And, you know, it's boring. Unless we just can't step away from it. Unless it's something that's so huge, how can you ignore it? It's low-hanging fruit, and you got to pick up all that low-hanging fruit. All right, enough of tooting my own horn. Who cares? Joe in Vegas says this, America Tonight, this Aiken guy is a moron. How do people vote for him in the first place? What a fool. How stupid of the Republicans to have a guy like this hanging around anyway. And now he's slamming his own party, calling them bosses and everything else. Boy, he sure wanted their money before until he came up with the biggest blunder in the world when he goes on a local television show. Shouldn't he have known better? Wasn't there ways around that? He definitely is not going to be the next senator from the show me state, you think? I think, Joe, that he's saying, I don't need their money and I'm always been a pro-lifer. I'm going to stick by it, and I'm sorry for what I said because of women being raped, that they can get pregnant and all that stuff. It's up to the voters. I mean, that's how it is now. The voters can either keep them in. See, this is the thing. You can argue about the Electoral College for presidents because it's ways into, it is the deal. You have to have the electoral votes or you're not going to win. But in a local election, or in a national election where you're talking about representatives, yeah, it's different. It's a little bit different. There, those votes really over the top matter. So Missouri could have some of its biggest turnout of all time. We'll see. We'll know after the election whether, you know, you still have Senator Claire McCaskill or Aiken's in. The problem with Aiken is that's going to dog him for a long time. And even on the Hill, he's dragging this luggage around. It's going to be really tough for him to dump that luggage. Really, really tough. Mike in Montana says, Kate, I am so tired of the campaign ads. Why do people fall for the ads? Do they ever pay attention to what the ads are saying? Half of the information in the ads are just trumped up nonsense. It's not really true. Why do people vote on ads? I just don't understand. Help me, please, understand why this is happening in this great country. Don't people want to know what's really, really going on for themselves? Oh, Double M, you just touched on the $64 million question. What is it about ads that sway people? Well, you know, you're tired, you're working. I'm just saying, I'm painting some scenarios for you. You come home, you flop on the couch, you chug down some dinner, just trying to watch a ball game or sitcom or movie or some news, I don't know, whatever it might be. And in between, you see these ads, and the ads grab your attention. It's about branding. They reach out from the tube, and they suck you in. And there's always a theme. Romney killed this woman with cancer. Obama messed up because of health care. You know, whatever it is. And then the thing that really works is the face of someone. This is Hal. Hal got a degree and hasn't been able to find a job since his factory closed and went overseas and he was an engineer, whatever the story is. And that 30-second vignette, because that's what it's like, it's a vignette, it really pulls people in. It really pulls them in. And it's hard to convince them that some of the information on both sides, Republican or Democrat, is just false stuff. And you vote on, you know, the person. Vote on where their ideology, their records. Do you think they'd make a good senator, congressperson, you know, whatever. But I don't know how many people do that. Here's one last one from Di in Dallas. KDG, I heard your interview earlier, not too long ago, with Miss Dunham. It is a terrible situation in Dallas because I'm going to disagree with her. I think people are so concerned about West Nile, and especially when you constantly hear these numbers being updated and people are dying from the same zip code. Pray that the aerial spray works. On that note, if you want to speak to us through the power of the mail, send me your best at americatonight.net.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.